You are hearing the sounds of Japanese blacksmiths partaking in their trade. On one end, two young men are working on metal projects while sitting on mats. Over them stands an older man looking on. Across the tent, over 20 onlookers watch as another Japanese craftsman hammers his metal into the shape of a sword blade. The Urbana Conference area in La Crosse is broken down into three main pavilions where visitors can watch how blacksmithing is done in other countries. There is the Japanese Pavilion, the American Pavilion, and the European Pavilion, where Denmark native Rasmus Frankel watches others work. Frankel has been an apprentice for 6 years. He says he developed his love for blacksmithing at the age of 7.
The whole thing about heating up and the fire, that attracted me as a kid already. So I was 7 years of age. I built in the garden with my father at Forge, and I was sitting there trying out. And then one point in my life I decided that's what I want to be.
Franco says it will be a while before he's ready for his own shop. He plans to continue his study on design when he returns to his home country. While European blacksmithing is still steeped very much in tradition, American blacksmiths are busily redefining themselves. Ohio-based blacksmith Bob Parks.
And you'll see people here that are just doing some phenomenal work that it just blows your mind because it's out there, you know, and they're pushing the envelope.
It's been over a century since blacksmithing has been seen as a necessity in the U.S. Items like railroad spikes are now manufactured at factories. But a second renaissance is slowly on the rise. Now many blacksmiths create art. Like this man who chips away at a heated square of metal, creating the detailed front of what looks to be a miniature model of an office building. Women are also making headway in the blacksmithing trade. An estimated 15% of blacksmiths in Europe and the United States are females. Urbana's second vice president, Dorothy Stiegler, says there's been a women's movement in the field over the last 15 years.
So I see every year I run onto more and more women who are taking classes and not, you know, and getting in the fire, starting their own shops. And it's really, there's a lot of us now. There are a lot of them. And I'm assuming that there will be a time when we won't just say, yeah, I mean, immediately when you say blacksmith for what we do, the brain goes to guys. But I see that's really changing.
The Urbana Conference in La Crosse closes with an auction on Saturday night. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.